The Trojans taking on the Vikings. A storybook matchup, to say the least. Tri-Center has not taken on AHSTW in over 6 years, as the last game ended up in a 43-0 Viking victory. Both teams have changed since that point and have improved, as Tri-Center went 4-5 last year and looks to change the element of the season this year. The Trojans are replacing their former quarterback from last season with Isaac Woolhunter. The senior played as a safety and looks to be taking the snaps for the Trojans against the Vikings.
So we got Isaac Woolheater. He'll be a senior this year, and he's been our backup the last year, and he didn't see much time, of course. You know, he's also our middle linebacker, so he does a great job. He's just been sitting back, waiting patiently for his turn, and he's took it, and he's looking really, really, really good.
Coach Schroeder is also looking to put Carter Kunze in the running back position, as he will be taking the reins of the running game. The junior played in a defensive role in 2022, totaling 48 tackles.
So that'll be Carter Kunze. He'll be a junior next year, and Carter's been a varsity player pretty much since he was a freshman. So he carried the ball a couple times last year. He was more used as a receiver last year, and he was second on our team in tackles last season as well. So he's just a great athlete, and you know, we see glimpses of what Michael did in Carter already. So excited to see what those two can do together.
Controlling the running game is the main goal under the lights for Tri-Center, something their young defense will have to step into this season after graduating 7 players. Tri-Center has made some changes in the offseason to transition their team to be difference makers on the field starting on week one.
You know, we want to come in, we want to try and establish our running game, you know, control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. I've already told my guys, and we've talked about it as a staff, you know, that's the two things we want to focus on, you know, being able to run the ball and control the line of scrimmage on both sides. So that's the two key things that I think are going to have to, you know, going to have to happen on Friday night. We've made some changes and you know, got some guys up front that have worked hard in the off season. And I think those guys up front could be the difference maker for us.
Tri-Center will travel to AHSTW in Avoca to take on the Vikings at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.